As coal use declines in the U.S., many coal companies are looking to export. But to get the abundant coal from Montana and Wyoming to Asia, the companies need new deepwater terminals in the Pacific Northwest. And that's proving to be problematic. At first, 6 different terminal sites were under consideration, but that number keeps declining and another has just dropped out. Ashley Ahern of the public broadcasting collaborative EarthFix has been following this issue and joins us from Seattle. Hi there, Ashley.
Hi, Steve.
So what's the latest?
The latest is that one of the 4 remaining coal export terminals proposed for Washington and Oregon has dropped out. This is coal that's being moved from the Powder River Basin of Wyoming and Montana. And the coal companies, as U.S. consumption drops, are looking to get that coal to Asia. And so they're trying to get it through the Northwest via train and then loading it onto terminals. This terminal, Port Westward, was located on the Columbia River, and it was the 3rd largest of the coal terminals still on the table at about 30 million tons per year.
So what happened? Why did Kinder Morgan, the company that proposed building that terminal, decide to walk away from the project?
Well, Kinder Morgan looked at the site for a couple years and decided that it wasn't going to fit the parameters for the terminal they wanted to build. And another interesting thing to note here, though, is that Portland Gas and Electric operates natural gas-fired power plants here, and they had raised some pretty strong opposition with concerns about coal dust that would have come off this terminal if it were built near their facilities. So there's also strong local environmental opposition alongside a very real business interest that means a lot to the Port of St. Helens where this terminal would have been built. So when they voiced opposition, that was definitely potentially a nail in the coffin for this proposed coal terminal. I talked to Alan Foer, he's a spokesman for Kinder Morgan, about, you know, whether or not this was about coal as a commodity in particular.
Certainly there's no question that there's strong feelings about the commodity. Anytime you're looking at siting a facility, an energy facility, a storage facility, increasing train traffic, increasing water traffic, all part of the infrastructure system of the country, there are those who aren't going to be happy about it. And it's part of doing business.
That was Alan Foer, a spokesman for Kinder Morgan. I talked to him this week.
Now, I understand that the Portland Gas and Electric was concerned about that location, but what about the environmental protests that have been pretty intense out there? And the governors of both the states of Washington and Oregon have raised environmental questions as well.
You're right, Steve. There is a very strong groundswell of environmental opposition. A lot of folks out here are very concerned about increases in coal train traffic, potential coal dust escaping from the coal trains, safety issues. But there's also right alongside that very strong support. The unions are excited about the opportunity for the construction jobs, the rail jobs, the terminal jobs that will come from building these facilities in the Northwest. While environmentalists say, you know, there's not a lot of benefit to people that live in Washington State or Oregon because the coal trains will come through. It's not our coal that's being mined. It's coal that's mined in Wyoming, so the royalties go to that state and we get the pass-through costs. And Steve, there have been surveys done of public opinion around coal exports. 50%, according to a recent poll, support coal exports, while 32% strongly oppose. So it's very much, you know, a landscape that's shifting, but by no means do the environmentalists own the field out here.
And of course, some of the environmental activists say that this contributes to climate change, that we shouldn't build anything that would help burn more coal.
And that is the huge elephant in the room, of course, is global climate change. And coal is the single largest contributor to global CO2 emissions.
So there were originally, 6 coal export terminals on the table proposed for the Pacific Northwest. Now half of them are gone. What do you think is going on here?
Well, I think as coal companies really look through the permitting process and what goes into getting a coal terminal built here, they're realizing that this is about bang for buck. So you want to be moving as much coal as you possibly can through a facility that you're going to spend millions of dollars to permit. So we're seeing the smaller ones drop out. These are the 8 million, 10 million ton per year terminals that were proposed in Washington and Oregon. Those are off the table and the field is narrowing. There is still one small terminal proposed also for the Columbia River, but the big ones are in Washington now at Longview and near Bellingham, Washington. And these are the 48, 54 million tons of coal per year. To give you some idea, some perspective here, Steve, we export about 100, 125 million tons of coal per year. So this would raise U.S. coal exports by half again if just one of these terminals was built north of Seattle. So this, we're not talking just about, you know, a coal skirmish in the Northwest. We're talking about questions about our national energy policy playing out right here in the Northwest.
Still, the numbers have been dropping. So what do you see for the remaining proposed terminals? What are people saying?
Well, I think that it's still anybody's guess at this point. The smaller terminal proposed on the Columbia River is going through the permitting process, as are the other two. They're just starting the scoping process to see what are the environmental and potential health impacts that should be assessed in the review of these projects. So it's early on. We're going to be watching this for a couple years. My hunch, though, is that the field is going to continue to narrow. We might get one of these massive terminals built. I don't know that we'll have all three.
That's Ashley Ahern of EarthFix. Thank you so much, Ashley.
You're welcome, Steve.
As well as reporting on this issue, EarthFix has been listening in to local people who both favor and oppose the export of Powder River Basin coal. We've been broadcasting some of those voices of coal. Here's another.
I'm L.J. Turner. I'm a rancher here in the Powder River Basin of northeast Wyoming. We've lost about 6,000 acres just as a pure roll of the dice. Our leases were all over in the area where the coal mining is. It was a beautiful place to run cattle. It was some of the nicest country in the world. I miss it. I hate to say it, but where the land is being coal mined, it's being destroyed. The spring holes and all of the water along the creek are fueled by these aquifers that run along the creek bed. And where the coal mine down there has just mined completely across, the creek doesn't exist anymore. And so it's just gone. A lot of my friends and neighbors in this area do not believe in climate change at all. And I can't see why people don't. The first winter that Dad was here in 1919, he said it never got above 20 below for 6 weeks. This last winter, we had green grass in February. And it's changing, it really is. I'm scared of it. I'm just scared of it.
Rancher L.J. Turner from the Voices of Coal Project from EarthFix. There's a link on our website, loe.org.